Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who reminds you about the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. It's Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Be sure to check out their Energy Hub trailer, equipped with interactive emergency or energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family, that's on the square in Murfreesboro, April 20th. More online at rcearthday.com. Time to catch up with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. And spring has sprung, I think. It doesn't feel like it out there, though, today at least.
It does, because I had to get the lawnmower out already.
I got to mow down the dandelions in my yard. So
There's this stuff called weed killer, and I think it's starting to take effect. So,
oh, good.
But we'll talk more about that right now, because we're going to talk about, you know, finding the right landscaping and lawn pro people to help you with your lawn care in the first place. You know, lawn care is just another one of those things where there's a lot of good people out there doing lawn care. But I would do my homework on the lawn care. You know, almost anybody can jump in. That's another business that just about anybody can jump into. You know, it's kind of good to do some research on it before you hire somebody who's going to do landscaping or do your mowing for you. And of course, you know, a beautiful lawn can be appealing. It's environmentally friendly. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yes. That's why I have dandelions, by the way.
Some projects can be tricky, you know, and the best circumstances be challenging, you know, over a period of time and weather. You know, do you need to get your lawnmower tuned up, change the oil, sharpen the blades? Then you have bugs and pests and foot traffic and dog traffic. I have that.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
I wish the dogs would like choose a different path, but you know, they go over the same place all the time, and it's really hard to kind of grow the grass in that one area.
Yeah,
everybody out there is going
yeah, everybody knows. Yeah.
So lawn care usually falls into one of three categories: landscaping, lawn maintenance, and sprinkler systems. So before you choose a business to, you know, what you want to do is evaluate your needs. So landscaping businesses design landscapes in designated areas, select the appropriate plants, and provide and install plants, keep up lawn maintenance. And I think that's probably what a lot of us do is, you know, generally include mowing, edging, weeding, flower beds, treating of insects, weed control, trimming shrubs, irrigation checks, fertilizing, yada yada, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just go, just cut it and edge it, you know, that's all I want, you know. And other people go, no, you know, weed the flower bed, make sure it's all perfect. So people have different things that they want done. And then sprinkler systems and irrigation, that can include installing, you know, an irrigation system, and then maintenance and repair. Some people have to have licenses to do that work. I can tell you, I've had a yard with a sprinkler system before, and there's maintenance. You just don't put it. It's not set it and forget it. It's there's a lot of maintenance that goes along with it. You got to keep all the pop-ups clean so that they can pop up, and you can't let weeds grow around them. And then, you know, oh, I have a leak. Where's the leak at?
And then I guess you have to winterize during that time of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you do along with that. So if you're thinking about just putting a sprinkler system in because you want the grass to grow and you're going to be, you know, put it in and it's done, no, there's things that go along with that. And then there's a lot of things that your lawn needs, depending on the season: pH testing, aerating the yard, fertilization. How do you get a bald spot or a dog? You know, I've actually put little, you know, the little like yard signs.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually kind of put those in places so the dog would like run a different route.
Oh, yeah. Have you really?
It doesn't seem to work. They just seem to knock them over for some reason. No, this was my path. This is what I'm saying.
This is where I'm going. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so BB's going to offer some tips on this. So on hiring the lawn care professional, Research and gather the information you need. Once you've decided what services you need in your budget, get recommendations from friends and neighbors with lawns you admire. You can search BBB business profiles. Go to BBB.org. There's a lot of good accredited businesses out there that do this kind of work. Read the reviews. You can get a list of those BBB accredited lawn maintenance companies and always look for that BBB seal. And even if you see the BBB seal on their website, go to BBB.org and look to make sure that people are just not using the BBB seal to try to get business.
Right.
The BBB website is the place to go. Ask for a lawn inspection. Services that require, quote, senior lawn care. Your lawn cannot, if they can't see it, they can't tell you what you need. And so sometimes business will charge you for that. But if they do charge you for it, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll credit you with that, if you decide to do a contract with them. Have a clear scope of the work before getting estimates. Know what you want done. Make sure businesses break down the cost. Ask for references and pictures of other jobs that they've installed and maintained. And one thing I'll say about this is it doesn't matter if it's your lawn or you're having something done in your house for construction or whatever. I highly recommend you get before and after pictures. Just this past week, I've had to deal with two or three companies who customers were challenging them on the work that they did. And one of the questions I asked, did you get before and after pictures? And all of them said yes. I said, that's phenomenal, because if you get a before picture, you do the work, you do an after picture, if they complain about something, the bottom line here is you have the evidence. And we see people out there all the time. They just bring up complaints just because they don't want to pay.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these companies, they're doing really good work. So the businesses have to do things to protect themselves along the way, and that's just one of the things that I highly recommend businesses to do.
And I've actually not only photos, but I've seen where some will come in and they will do a video and they will walk through and show the video of everything and then ask the customer what they want and how they want that transformed. Mm-hmm. So it's all there documented, voice too.
And to your point, I, not just the businesses, but I would tell the consumer.
As a consumer, yeah.
Take your before and after pictures. Mm-hmm. To make sure that you're in sync with what's going on. Get specific prices and be clear about what you're paying for. Get it in writing. That's really a great way to do it. Because some of these lawn projects can get pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. A small landscaping project could cost you $5,000-$10,000. Depending on what you're getting into, and the lawn company goes, yeah, that's a small job, we can do that, it'll be about $10,000.
That's a big job,
yeah,
for me, a big pocketbook job. Yeah, anyway,
it's big for us, and not really big for them. So, but what's good about that is if they consider that a small job and they do professional work, they're gonna do it right. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind using a company that does big jobs because they have a lot of experience doing it. Check and see if the lawn care provider needs a license in your area. Look for membership in professional organizations such as the Association of Landscape Professionals. Ask about materials and plant choices, what you can do, what you can put in. Research the plants that they're suggesting or that you want first, because some plants, they can make a mess of your yard or be more maintenance than what you want long term. So make sure that you know what those plants do. Get everything in writing. We've already said that. Read contracts and agreements carefully. Ask about the timing and safety. When will the work's going to be done in your home. Make sure that they have insurance, because if somebody gets hurt on the job, you need to make sure that they're covered for that. And then discuss payment and warranty information overall.
Very good. So some good tips there if you're looking at landscaping and doing any, yard work. James mentioned sprinklers as well, any of that kind of stuff. As with anything, do your homework. Check the BBB's website. And James Price of the Better Business Bureau here. Any final thoughts on that?
No, that's it. In a minute, we're going to talk about this free networking event coming up at Eurostone. I know everybody's seen their billboards and everything else around town, so that's coming up. But before we do that, I want to talk quick about storm chasers. We had some storms that came through the area last night, and I don't think they hit as bad here as what they did in other parts of the country.
Right.
But just, you know, keep this in mind. We're getting into that season. If you have damage for a storm, contact your insurance company. Ask about your coverage. You may want to do that now because it's storm season's coming up. Make sure you save all the receipts for things that you're out of expenses for, including food and that kind of stuff. Do your research. Find businesses you can trust on BBB.org. You know, check for the seal. Make sure that they're, you know, if they're accredited. I can tell you this is a season for roofing, and those roofers will come out. Resist high-pressure sales. Remember FOMO, fear of missing out. I'd rather miss out. They use, you know, a good deal and that kind of stuff along the way to make you feel like it's, you know, you really need to do this. Be wary of door-to-door sales contractors. We've said this before. What's the best thing to say to somebody that comes up on your porch?
Goodbye.
Yeah. Get off my porch, you know.
That's the old be the grump that says get off my lawn, right?
Right, right. Don't ever sign over an insurance check to contractors. You pay them, and the best way to do that is with a credit card. I wouldn't even write them a check. Because if they get that check and they cash that check, your chances of getting that money back are slim and none. But if you do a credit card, you can always challenge it, and the bank can charge the company back if they don't do the job. So use a credit card when you're paying. Be really cautious about requests to pay for everything up front.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you really know the company. And even though most of those companies will, you know, they may need to get supplies and money for that kind of stuff. So they may have to take some of it up front. But if they want all the money up front, I would say, well, thank you very much. I think I need to get a few more quotes along the way. I know one of my neighbors, somebody from the roofing company came knocking on their door this week. And their truck was out there and they had their name on the truck. And as I was sitting there, I looked them up. And they were an accredited business. And doing a little bit of research, I had noticed that they had changed their company name a couple times.
Oh.
Which is not a good sign.
It's usually a big red flag, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's nothing wrong with companies changing their name and rebranding, but it's a red flag overall. But I didn't get the feeling. I went over and told my neighbor, I said, hey, just so you know, here's the background I have on this company. And, of course, they said, yeah, I was being cautious anyway. And then be wary about regarding places you can't see, like on roofs or in crawl spaces and attics you don't go to on a regular basis. There's companies out there who can tell you, yeah, you need something done in your crawl space or your attic and you've never been there. You know, what's going on with the roof, gutters and drains. Sometimes these storm chasing companies will try to, you know, pull a fast one over on you. Get familiar with your own home. Keep up on the conditions of your roof, your siding, your gutter, exteriors. Know what your home is like, you know, before a storm, and then you can tell what happens after a storm, what kind of damage versus what a storm chaser tells you needs to be fixed. And again, when it comes to storm chasers, just be really, really wary about it. This is the season for them. And they come in all shapes and sizes, not just roofers, but there's different things out there that people will come. They may try to sell you landscaping or take down a tree or gutters or siding. Go to BBB.org. Make sure that you know who you're dealing with and find a reputable company to deal with.
Good information there. And don't forget the networking event. Tell us about that at Eurostone. It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, so a really good event. We had one this past Monday, by the way, and we're going to have another one of those. So if you're in a business and you do networking, you need to make sure that you you can email me at jprice@gobbb.org and say, hey, I want to learn more about the networking events coming up. This last one was with Tom Coates at MTSU. If you guys don't know that, MTSU is one of the few colleges in the U.S. where you can get a degree in sales. And Tom is head of the department. He came out and he did a whole presentation on how to more effectively network. And so we're looking forward to working with Tom again. This event right here is a free networking event where now you can go out and practice those networking skills. it's going to be 4 to 6 on May 3rd. I think you're going to have the link on your website. People can RSVP.
Yeah.
There's a QR code. You can email me at jprice@gobbb.org. This event's a free event. They'll have food and beverages available from 4 to 6 on May 3rd. You've seen Eurostone on Northwest Broad over there. And if you have missed their billboards, you just haven't been on the interstate, I'll just tell you.
Got a lot of them around, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, good information, James. Appreciate you coming in to share that. And gobbb.org, where you can catch up and check out businesses before you do business. Make sure that you feel comfortable with it. You'll get a lot of good information there from their website. All right, that's going to do it here for the program today. We want to thank you for joining. And if you missed part of our conversation, you can check the podcast, video or audio podcast, at wgnsradio.com. That's where we'll also stick that link as well.